This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one. Hear that? Right here, right now. And you never know. It could be your letter. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he's never satisfied. He's never satisfied, but I am. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm married to my college sweetheart, and he's a great man, but we don't get along now. I wore the pants in our family for years because I made the most money. Back then, all he could do is please me and cater to me. I got used to it, and it worked fine for me. He couldn't wait to get a better paying job and then switch back to wearing the pants in our marriage. Right after he started his new job, he started mouthing off and telling me he wasn't going to do this or that. I let him do it because I know for years he couldn't talk slick to me because he was broke. Here's the funny part, though. Now he's got a new job. It came with a new level of stress. Now that he's got a new job, it came with a new level of stress. That stress led to high blood pressure, and that high blood pressure led to an increase in his medication. So that led to him not being able to perform sexually.
There we go.
He has been a miserable wreck for a year, and I have gone on with my life without him. I have a man on the side, and he comes over to the house on Mondays, and we meet at a hotel on Thursdays. It's not about the sex. It's just nice to talk to a man that has his stuff together. He's not stressed about me being married, and he's not afraid to make love to me in my bedroom that I share with my husband. It's not like my husband and I are putting that mattress to use anymore. I try to tune out my husband's constant complaining about his job, and I'm tired of him getting himself riled for sex when he knows he can't last but 30 seconds. I'm over him and this marriage, and maybe if he had a better attitude, I could deal with it. Having an affair is the easiest way out for me. Life is too short to be unsatisfied, so how can he live like that? Do you think he's thinking of divorce as much as I am? Should I try to work it out if he seems to not care?
Not.
Right. This has to be one of the saddest, most pathetic letters. I mean, first the dumb rule about you making the most money, so you wear the pants. That was stupid because you emasculated your husband with that. I mean, there's no such rule in marriage about whoever makes the money is the boss or wears the pants. You made that up. I'm really surprised that your husband went along with that foolishness, quite frankly. Marriage is a partnership, okay, between two people who love each other. And the universal rule, the universal rule now is the man is head of household. What you've done is turn your marriage into a miserable place to be. And I guarantee you that's not just your husband's new job that is stressing him out. It's you. It's you, too. You're a terrible wife. You should never be married because there's no love. There's no commitment. There's no respect from you. Everything you shouldn't do, you're doing. And you're cheating on top of that. Is it any wonder he has high blood pressure? I mean, have you ever thought that he might catch you and your man having sex in his house, in his bed? Have you ever thought of that? So if he does, he can go ahead and divorce you, that's for sure. I mean, once he's rid of you, I bet his blood pressure will go down. He can start to live a better, happier life. I just think you're a mess in this letter. You're a selfish mess. And to you, I say, get yourself together. Sis, Steve.
This letter right here, I just don't like the lady.
At all.
I mean, lady, I just don't like you. I don't like anything about you. I don't like anything about what you wrote in this letter. I agree with Shirley 100%, but you done took trifling to just a whole nother level. You know, just listen to the way she talks. I'm married to my college sweetheart, and he's a great man, but we don't get along now. I wore the pants in our family for years because I made the most money. Back then, all he could do is please me and cater to me. I got used to it, and it worked fine for me. He couldn't wait to get a better paying job, and then switched back to wearing the pants in our marriage. Girl, let me explain something to you. I don't give a how much money I make. You know, I'm not finna take the pants off. I'm not wearing the skirt at no point in the relationship. And I'm pretty sure that he didn't agree to taking his pants off. You took him off because your determination for what he is as a man was based purely on how much money he bought in. So right after he started his new job, he started mouthing off and telling me he wasn't going to do this or that. I let him do it because I know for years he couldn't talk slick to me because he was broke. Man, who are you, lady? I mean, just... You can't talk back to me because you broke.
It's the best time.
Lady, you don't even understand. So, listen.
Junior.
So, here's the funny part, though. Now that he's got a new job, it came with a new level of stress, and that stress has led to high blood pressure, and that high blood pressure led to an increase in his medication, so that led to him not being able to perform sexually. He has been a miserable wreck for a year, and I have gone on with my life without him. Wow. Lady, everything about you, you don't stand by your man if he broke. You don't stand by your man if he gets sick. You don't stand by your man if he can't perform. You don't stand by your man under no circumstances. You're just a little trifling little wife. He got to be working, performing, everything. I got more for you.
All right. Well, at part two of Steve's response, you just heard him say he has more for the woman in this letter. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject, he's never satisfied, but I am. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, he's never satisfied, but I am.
Yeah, you are, because you just do what you want to do. You married your college sweetheart. Things fell apart. He lost his job or whatever, wasn't making money. So you put the pants on in the family. And because of that, all he could do was please you and cater to you. You got used to it and it worked fine for me. But you said, you know, he couldn't wait till he got a better paying job so he could get back to wearing the pants in our marriage. Well, he did. But the job came with some stress. So stress came with high blood pressure. High blood pressure came with increasing medicine. And increasing medicine caused him not to be able to perform sexually. Then you said he's been a miserable wreck for a year and I've gone on with my life without him. Boy, so if you don't make money around you, you're in trouble. If you get stressed out around you, he's in trouble. If he can't perform, he gets in trouble. He got a problem. And then you just go on your life without him. I have a man on the side. And he comes over to the house on Mondays, and we meet at a hotel on Thursdays. Wait a minute, what? So you got a man on the side that comes over to y'all's house on Monday, and then y'all meet at a hotel on Thursday. So hold on. I got to keep going back over this. So if you don't have money, you ain't cool with that. If he get back to work and he put his pants back on, you ain't cool with that. If he gets stressed out, you ain't cool with that. If he's on high blood medication, you ain't cool with that. If he can't perform sexually, you ain't cool with that. Now you go get a man on the side, and cause of convenience, y'all now at this man's house in his bed on Mondays. And we meet at a hotel on Thursday. And then you say it's not about the sex. Well, what is it about then? What is y'all over there doing? When y'all get the hotel and y'all come over to the house, it's just nice to talk to a man that has his stuff together. Oh, you talking about a man? Oh, let me get this right. So you think that it's nice to just meet a man that don't have to deal with nothing that comes in the package called marriage? You talking about the one that don't have to pay bills, that don't have to discuss, that don't have to be under stress, that ain't trying to make a life, that ain't trying to put it together? Yeah, them conversations easy because they ain't about nothing. That's why that's so easy. And then he's not stressed about me being married, and he's not afraid to make love to me in my bedroom that I share with my husband. You don't see the triflingness in that? He's not afraid to make love to me. Hey, man, let me tell you something. I wish I would walk in my house. I wish I would walk in my house and walk up on somebody in my house. You ain't even got to be doing nothing. You ain't got to be in the bed. Just be in what you in here for. Yeah. I better not walk in the house, see you up in here eating. No, you can't have a plate, and I don't know your ass. If I don't know you, and you at my house, and you're eating a plate of food, before my wife can introduce me, she already can tell by the look on my face, I got to get some information to this food right quick. Right quick. But now you done took it there. So now, it's not like my husband and I putting that mattress to use anymore. I try to tune out my husband's constant complaining about his job, and I'm tired of him getting himself riled up for sex when he knows he can't last but 30 seconds. I'm over him and this marriage. Maybe if he had a better attitude, I could deal with it. Wait a minute. If he had a better attitude, you could deal with it. Having an affair is the easiest way out for me. Really? Really? I mean, your whole demeanor as a human being reeks of triflingness. I mean, you're just a trifling chick, man, all the way around the board. It ain't a woman sitting here. I got you, girl. I know where you're coming from. And I'm pretty sure it is somebody like that, because people are, you can get people to go along with anything. But they is trifling, too. Life is too short to be unsatisfied. So how can I live like that? You're not. You're not living like that. You're doing what you want to do. Do you think he's thinking of divorce as much as I am? Should I try to work it out? if he seems not to care. Wait a minute. You're already working it out. You don't see what you've done? You've already worked it out your way. And what you talking about whether he cares? You don't care. So why are you questioning your husband in this letter at all? When everything in this letter, first of all, your husband ain't did nothing wrong. He at work, he stretched out. He trying to get the finances back in order. That's stressful. He got high blood. Now he taking medication. Now he can't perform. Now you done got you a man. Now y'all having sex in y'all's house, in y'all's bed on Mondays and at a hotel on Thursday. And now you want to know if your husband would want to do it. I'm telling you right now, lady, you messing around with some. You're on a dangerous ground. And this man who comes to your house every Monday, what kind of fool is this? What man in his right mind goes to another man's house, gets naked in his house, in his bed? I don't understand the mentality of that. Both of y'all gonna mess around and get hurt.
I don't know nobody do that.
No.
Man. No, I don't.
Nah. All right, post your comments. Thank you, Steve, on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.